Saturday, October 28th.
Hi!
we got the whole family in the background here. This is a post-Halloween party episode. What do you mean? Snoop was here a second ago. Yeah. Snoop's on the bed, literally, right behind you.
Okay, I'm ready.
We just got back from where?
Our friend's house.
Named Vivian. And a bunch of people were here.
There were like 50 people at her house.
Okay, that's actually not the answer I was looking for. This is a terrible job thus far. We just got back from Las Catalinas Halloween party.
Okay.
Which was not your friend's house. It was a huge event with hundreds and hundreds of people who our friend happens to live there. So we used that as our home base.
And some people were annoying.
And there was like 50 people there.
And some people were
at the house.
At the house.
But at the actual party, there were hundreds of people.
There was
10 million.
There was
2,000,001.
I dressed it at Taylor Swift, and right. Then they saw somebody that also dressed like Taylor Swift.
We're going to talk about that in a second. Okay. So stop. Ready? So I'm bringing them in because I don't want to do a lot of the heavy lifting here tonight, but I feel like that's not going to work out.
I'm giving you a massage.
Okay. So we just got back from the Halloween party. At Las Catalinas, this is our first time doing Halloween there. We heard it was a big deal, and it was. There were a lot of people around. They put on a nice production. What did everyone dress up as? Andre, you first.
I dressed up as, like, a guy. Like, it's like a wrestling suit guy. It's, like, pants, and there's, like, a wrestling guy on it, and it's like he's holding me on his legs.
On his back.
Yeah, on his back.
Yeah, you've all seen those type of things where it looks like somebody's carrying something else or whatever.
Like an alien.
Right, there's a lot of these type of things. Dragon. And Dre crushed it. He was wearing a UFC t-shirt and it looked like this little wrestler guy with a mask was giving him a piggyback the whole night, which was super cool and fun. You could see it on my Instagram.
It wasn't a real guy.
It wasn't a real guy? There wasn't a little small person in there holding you up?
No.
You sure? All right. Bodhi, what was your costume this evening?
My costume
was Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. How did you make yourself look like Taylor Swift?
My era was red. And
on Amazon.
When she sings 22, I got this black hat from Amazon. I got these heart glasses from Amazon. I got this microphone from Amazon, but it was a fake microphone. I got this shirt from Amazon that said a lot going on at the moment.
And then why did you get that shirt?
Because that's the shirt that she wears.
In what?
She sings 22.
Dre,
in her red era.
Dre, how does the 22 song go?
I love that music.
Back in 22.
Wait, I have a question. Is 22 your... Why did you pick the 22 shirt?
Well,
it's a great question, Andre.
Like,
great question.
What's your favorite song?
So I wanted to be the Taylor Swift Cruel Summer, but...
They wouldn't let them
go. Well, actually, first I wanted to be Taylor Swift Cruel Summer, but it's like hot. It's like they didn't sell it on Amazon. Then I wanted to be Fearless with her like dress that had like the strings.
Yeah.
But they also said no to that.
They who?
Mommy and Daddy.
Right.
Because
it was inappropriate for a 9-year-old to be wearing.
Which is who we're doing so this then podcast
I,
with.
So then I found the red one that they said was okay.
Yeah.
And I wore some black dancing shorts with it.
Your outfit was awesome. What was Mommy for Halloween?
Mommy
was a 90s dancer.
She was a 90s New York club kid. She killed it. She put it together. Last second before we like today, basically, she put it together and she looked awesome.
And guess who Daddy was? He was If You Smell When the Rock is Cooking.
What the Rock is Cooking, but yes, I was the Rock and
Wayne Johnson.
My costume was pretty outstanding, I gotta say. Everyone loved it. Because I was wearing wrestling trunks, and it looked like I didn't even have pants on, because I just had a Just Bring It Rock tank top, and my wrestling trunks, and elbow pads.
It kind of looked like he was wearing a...
And the Rock sunglasses.
What's it called, Rudy?
And
I knew it.
I committed to this job, this role, so much that I actually shaved my whole top half of my body.
Okay.
It looked just to look like the Rock.
It looked like he was wearing a bikini.
A bikini? No, you couldn't see my belly. You just like a one-piece bikini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the bottom. Not
a
bikini,
a one-piece bathing suit. Yeah. Like a lot of people, like you couldn't see the bottom part because the tank top went below it. Anyway.
It was so embarrassing.
To who?
To everybody.
Who was embarrassed? Were you embarrassed?
Me.
You were embarrassed? This is the first.
Yes.
Guys, this is a good moment. This is a great podcast moment here. I this is the first I'm hearing of this. What were you embarrassed about?
You.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea. Why didn't you tell me?
What do you mean this is the best podcast moment? The best one was my tooth one. That one is very funny. which is what we're going to listen to after this video.
Wait, we're going to get back to Bodhi in 1 second. But Dre, the podcast you're talking about is when you lost your first tooth?
Yeah.
Well, the interesting part that you're bringing that up is that you lost your second tooth last night, right?
Oh, yeah, right. I did.
Yeah. Where is it? Where's your tooth?
You have it.
I don't have it.
Someone has it. The tooth fairy does.
Tooth fairy came and took it.
Tooth fairy's not real.
Left you a couple colones.
I got 5 mil.
You got 5 mil colones last night?
That's like $10.
Okay. Lucky guy.
So after this video, we're listening to that tooth fairy.
Lucky guy. Wait, all right, back to Bodhi. Bodhi, you were embarrassed at my costume tonight?
Yes.
Why didn't you mention anything to me until now? In front of tens of millions of people. Okay. I think it's something that if Dre, be quiet, I'm talking. If you really felt that way, it's something you should have told me off air, not in front of 20% of the world. So please enlighten us. What were you embarrassed about?
Your costume.
What? What about it? What about it?
Your shorts.
Everyone loved my costume.
Totally.
So what were you embarrassed about?
Your shorts.
What? They were too short.
Yes.
Right, that's the whole point.
It looks like you were naked.
Yeah, I understand, but I was the Rock, and I wore the Rock's outfit, right? You understand that? Just like you were Taylor, and you wore Taylor's outfit.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like I'm naked.
Right, but I wasn't naked. I understand. I understand that you could have been embarrassed if I actually was naked, right? That would have been weird, and you'd be like, why is my dad a weirdo walking around naked? But I wasn't naked.
That's the scariest costume.
What, my costume was the scariest costume?
No, the walking around naked is the scariest costume.
Luckily, nobody at the party that I noticed had that scary costume. All right, what was the best costume that you guys saw tonight?
The best costume that I saw tonight?
Yes.
That's hard. There's a lot of good costumes.
Pick one, go.
I would say...
Okay, Dre, you pick one. What was the best costume you saw?
There was this other guy.
All right, you guys are not doing a great job of answering questions here.
So there's this like Roblox murder, and that too was my favorite.
A Roblox murder?
Yeah.
Murderer?
Murder. Like it's.
You love
like
these. You love these killers, Bodhi. Go.
No, I don't watch. I
liked this girl that goes to La Paz named Amanda's costume. And she was like a fairy kind of.
Yeah.
And I liked it. Really?
There were a lot of kids. You guys knew a lot of kids there tonight, right?
Yeah.
There were a lot of La Paz kids all over the place.
Yeah.
Did you guys ride a mechanical bull?
Yes.
How'd that go? I missed that.
I fell off right away. It was so fast.
Really? How'd you do it, Dre?
Mine was so funny. I heard
you did the best, actually, of the kids.
No.
Did Dre do the best of your whole group?
No, Zachary did.
Zachary?
It was super funny because when I fell off, I landed on the bouncy castle flat on my face.
All right. Did it hurt?
No, but it was funny.
Cool.
Wait.
All right. It's already almost 10 minutes. It's time to go. I hope you guys had a good Halloween. If you guys are out in the world having a Halloween night right now, because it's still fairly early for a Halloween party.
Vivian actually almost died when she fell off. Because she almost
hit the horns.
All right. Well, I'm glad that didn't happen because we love Vivian and hope nothing happens. Let's say goodnight to everyone. See you guys tomorrow. Hope you're at a fun, safe Halloween party if you celebrated tonight. And bye.